So I'm perched on the purse of Bourke Street, beneath the lively lines that lace the sky, and Liz sure loves her trams, man. And I'm flipping a coin with my weak right hand for all the girls who've hurt me. Not so much heads I win and tails I lose, just the last or most agreeable way to choose the fates of memory. Do I continue loving them over time and distance, renewed each year and prettied up like the Meyer windows at Christmas? Or do I let them go like gutter boats made from Sunday supplements and kiddie fingers? This city she holds my old lovers in cafe coffins, perfectly preserved in the leather of the lounges we lingered in. She loved her long blacks, that one. It was chai tea for number two. By the third or fourth date, I always knew. This last one, boy, she threw me. She grew in me like spirochetes, an unfurling worthy of the journey, worth the heat. I met her at the bottom of a bargain store bottle of whiskey. She shucked the stuffing out of both of us when she leaned in and kissed me. Hell, we talked in every bar and danced in every hall Sweet Melbourne sent us. We were relentless, foxing out our aftermath with scent and skill and craft until the switch of season, the quick step back of reason, she skipped out on me like the vinegar girl. Sometimes I think the best breakup would be with Melbourne, leaving the long-term friends to their striped scarves and rivalries, their festivals and best of all their tribalry. Prague is lovely, Bruges divine, I've heard good things about Dublin. But on a May morning with the day dawning, an eccentric hue of epic blue, the wires tied above the shunt and shove of the number 96, just itching to click its cargo along in time for a 9 to 5, I fall right into line with the twitching smiles of the black coats and gloves. It's the city I love. Every cobblestone and alleyway, mulled wine and Indian takeaway. So I'm perched on the purse of Bourke Street, beneath the clear and cold as crystal city sky, watching all the pretty winter women wander by.